Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Hope appears largely out of fashion. News and magazine-style programs identify a myriad sources threatening our well-being. Yet hope isn't manufactured and marketed as some product from a mail-order company. Hope is born within the human heart and arises from trust, desire, and aspiration. Now, circumstances joined together with my mood and perspective can all too easily kill hope in its infancy. All that grows from such barren soil is cynicism and self-interest. Sadly, God's kingdom is only ever nurtured from within the soil of hope. I've recently been going through some research into the early church in the days before the Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity. Remarkably, although the Christians met in secret for fear of persecution, and therefore making it challenging for individuals to convert and join this emerging faith, yet it was with gratitude that the wider community looked to the Christians in times of plague or famine. For everyone knew, Christian or not, that it was the Christians who would offer care, financial help and support, regardless of what anyone's belief was. They lived as they'd been instructed by Jesus, which is why we read in Acts that whilst not everyone joined them, the Christians enjoyed the respect of all the people. Holding on to hope is a discipline. It is one contested by the enemy, for once stripped of hope, we all too easily lose sight of God and sink into deep despair. God's promise is that God is with us always. Our challenge is to live with consistent confidence in that promise. So much of my life challenges any notion that God is present in circumstances I wouldn't have chosen for myself, often at no fault of my own. My daughter saw her earnings disappear overnight when the country shut down due to coronavirus. She's in the entertainment industry in London, and when clubs and venues closed, so did her work. She also makes show costumes, but without shows, no one was investing in costumes. Her initial response was mild panic, but a few days later she phoned saying she was learning a lot about prayer. She somehow found hope within the desolation of apparent hopelessness. And this is the path for the disciple, keeping hope alive when it appears to have been extinguished. As I look back over my life, I can see the marked changes within my own response to challenge. When once I would scream and shout like a spoiled brat, now I swallow hard and offer my bleak situation back to God. This seems to be the experience of the church throughout its history. Suffering is common to all humanity, yet hope abides within such suffering. If we are able to tap into it, it rises as the sap to enliven us and enable us to endure and encounter Christ. This is a mystery to all who discover it, yet offers hope to a wider world still in search of their home in God. As we enter into the God space today, how hopeful are you? Hope arises from within and sustains you through every situation. Nurture hope, which is trusting God, to shape your mood and perspective. Amen. It's still an area I wrestle with and can on occasion lose all hope, overwhelmed with the tide of despondency. Yet I struggle and hold on to the mystery that is hope and refuse to resign to despair. Now, as we draw an end to this week, there's three more days next week when I'm going to be broadcasting Be Still and Know before Jonathan Edwards takes this seat. It's been a great pleasure to be broadcasting over the last 8 years, and I'm actually going to be moving to CWR, Waverley Abbey, and I will be the voice of Every Day with Jesus. However, you can still follow me on Premier Life and trust that the Lord will continue to bless and encourage you. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.